2 in a moment. Martin Stevenson and the Dainties.
This is East Coast Radio 2EC's Diner's Guide. For the best eating houses in the south, we'll point you in the right direction.
Pisces Restaurant Maruma is under new management, and Dot and Stewart welcome you Tuesday to Saturday nights by the open fire. From Friday to Saturday, luncheon can be enjoyed on the sun deck, and on Sundays, family brunch. Every month, there's a new menu at the fully licensed Pisces Restaurant in Maruma.
Some like it hot, some do not, but at Mexican Munchies, there's delicious, authentic Mexican food to make every señor and señorita happy. Rob and Sandy collect their recipes in Mexico. Mexican Munchies is fully licensed, and whether you like it hot or not, they're on the highway in Badala.
You won't spend a fortune or go home hungry when you dine at Captain Jack's licensed bar and bistro. Casual atmosphere and breathtaking water views complement a great menu. Open for breakfast and dinner, Captain Jack's Bistro is situated in the Clyde River Lodge Motel, Batemans Bay.
Stevenson and his group The Dainties and the Holy Humble Heart. You heard it at East Coast 2EC. We're about 6.5 minutes away from news at 2 o'clock. After the news, Tim Holt.
There's a lion on the loose, and who wants to eat? I mean, meet your children. The Lions Club is bringing Identikid to the South Coast. How would you cope if your child was lost, stolen, or strayed? The faster the police have a full ID of someone, the better the chances are of being found. Identikid provides parents with a credit card-sized ID with photo, which police believe is the best way to trace a missing child. Identikid will be at Bega High School on Saturday, May 6, between 9 and 4, at Twyford Hall, Maroongula, 9 to 12.30, Saturday 6, 13 and 27, at Eden CWA Hall on Saturday the 20th, from 9 a.m. till 12.30 p.m. No kid is too old.
This week's 2EC feature restaurant is Pisces Restaurant Naruma, where Dot and Stuart welcome you Tuesday to Saturday nights by the open fire. Every month there's a new menu at the fully licensed Pisces Restaurant Naruma. Look around first, but finish up at South Downs in Batemans Bay for all your tile, slate, carpets and lighting. And now South Downs' lucky $5 note number.
It is this week, PYZ886390. That $5 note, if you happen to have it in your wallet or purse, is worth $55. That's 11 times its face value. But you must have it into South Downs in Orient Street, Batemans Bay, by 5 tomorrow afternoon, or to East Coast Radio's Bega or Batemans Bay office to claim that $55 jackpot. South Down's lucky $5 note number, once again, PYZ886390. News is next, and then the weather and Tim Holtz.
Is there somebody out there? Is there someone to hear my prayer? I'm a simple man to say, is there some point in asking for more? Only God is where we are today. Lost and alone and afraid, we
Your Soul Pattinson Value for Money Pharmacy's one-stop savings catalogue is out now. Save on cameras, watches and electrical goods. Doherty's Pharmacy, Carp Street, Bega.
East Coast 2EC.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Russell Powell. The Prime Minister says the latest consumer price index figure provides no excuse for banks to raise home mortgage rates. Tony Allen reports inflation has fallen below 7%, thanks largely to a change in the way the CPI is calculated.
The new formula lessens the impact on inflation of recent rises in housing costs. As a result, the cost of living rose only 1% in the March quarter. Under the old formula, it would have risen 1.6%. Still, either figure brings the annual inflation rate down to 6.8 or 6.9%, nearly 1% lower than it was at the end of 1988. Mr. Hawke says inflation continues to trend downwards, even though he fears a rise next quarter because floods will lift food prices. He still predicts a fall in home loan rates by the end of the year and says banks have no excuse to raise them in the short term. Tony Allen, Macquarie National News, Canberra.
Westpac economist Andrew Jilks says inflation and the balance of payments still are too high for pressure to be eased on interest rates. But Mr. Jilks says it's still a reasonably good figure.
I think the government should be happy in terms of it looks like inflation may be starting to moderate, but realistically, even on this new measure, inflation is running at nearly 7%. It's still a long way above our major trading partners, so we still need to bring that down a lot more than we're currently seeing.
John Porter, wanted over the shooting of two policemen in Sydney, will face court tomorrow in Brisbane after a second appearance on the Gold Coast. This report just in from John Wall.
It was Porter's second appearance in the Southport Magistrates Court in about 4 hours. Earlier today, he'd appeared charged over an abduction and an alleged attempted abduction early yesterday. Warrants for the apprehension of Porter for six offences in Brisbane in 1980 had also been produced this morning, as well as a bench warrant from the same year issued by a Brisbane District Court for his failure to appear. Police have now sought his remand to the Brisbane Magistrates Court and District Courts for tomorrow morning. The magistrate has granted this and he's now expected to be rushed to Brisbane under heavy police escort later this afternoon. John Wall, Macquarie National News, Gold Coast.
State Environment Minister Tim Moore says the Water Board has located the source of two major paint spills into Sydney's sewage system. The government already is putting into place tougher penalties for illegal dumping, including possible jail sentences and fines of up to $1 million. 20,000 litres of paint was dumped into the sewers and eventually flowed into the sea off Manly. Mr. Moore says the board has caught the company responsible.
We've been through all 60-odd possible paint manufacturers in Sydney. I'm hoping that the company will cooperate with us, admit that they've been led astray by a waste dumping company who I don't want to name for court reasons, but at the moment I don't think it would be fair on the company. I'm simply indicating they should cooperate with us and agree to come clean and face the criticism of the public and admit that things should be tightened up.
Meantime, Water Board authorities have discovered 30 tonnes of illegal waste at the North Head treatment plant. They say the oil and sludge has been dumped in the past few days, but believe it can be contained in holding tanks. This is Macquarie National News. Parents and teachers have clashed with security guards at State Parliament over appointments to see their local MPs. The group had taken part in a protest outside Parliament over the government's education changes. Most of the protesters had appointments to see members inside, but were locked out because Speaker Kevin Rizzoli had ordered the gates closed. Parent Jeff Johnston says the protesters have been treated unjustly.
I would concede that security precautions should always be in place in Parliament House, but I think that when you've made prior appointments and you look at the calibre of the folk that have turned up here today, anything other than normal security is really a travesty of justice.
Sydney police are hunting two men who've held up security guards delivering a payroll to a city office. The bandits, wearing balaclavas and carrying pistols, bailed up the Armour Guard couriers on their way to solicitors Alan Allen and Hemsley at the MLC Centre. They ordered the guards to hand over three cash boxes before running down a stairwell. A Sydney judge will award a woman injured in a road crash only weeks before her wedding more than $2 million damages. Schoolteacher Annette Hilton of Griffith suffered injuries in a head-on smash, which have left her blind in one eye, unable to speak, and requiring the constant care of her parents. She was due to marry a local man less than a month after the accident. Mr. Justice McInerney says it's one of the most tragic cases he's dealt with and indicates the terrible price motor vehicles exact upon the population. In sport, the West Indies has continued its domination of world cricket with a 3-0 win in the four test series against India. The home side took less than an hour on the final day of the fourth test in Kingston, Jamaica to beat India by 7 wickets. And the Windies haven't lost in a home series for 16 years, going down last to Ian Chappell's Australians, and haven't been beaten in a series anywhere for a decade. Skipper Viv Richard says strong management and a comprehensive youth development scheme will keep Caribbean cricket strong well into the 1990s. It's 1:05. You're gonna fall in love with a princess, 'cause your man is gonna buy you more.
You enjoy saving, Narooma Southfields Coco's clothes knows because fleecy tracksuits are a super special at only $38. There's a great range of jeans from $55 and 10% off all stock till Saturday.
Come on, you're gonna fall in love with our prices.
Homestead, right around Australia, Homestead. Land.
Turn up the heat because the prices are down, down, down. Homestead's pre-winter sale catalogue is out now and the prices are down, down, down. Turn up the heat at your Homestead store now at Willard's Pambula, Bega Ag and Eaton Gifts and Hardware. Homestead,
the Aussie green and gold sign, your local hardware store, your friendly helping hand.
Homestead, the local hardware store.
Now, East Coast weather for Nova's windscreen repairs and replacements, Maria and Vega. The complete windscreen specialists. Nova's repair if possible and replace if necessary.
And checking the weather for the South Coast this afternoon, mild to warm with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A cooler day tomorrow with a few showers and northwesterly winds. I'll turn southwest to southerly tonight. The outlook through to Monday, a shower or two and cool to mild days expected. East Gippsland, patchy rain and isolated thunderstorms. They'll ease to showers later today, only isolated showers persisting tomorrow. Cool generally, cloudy days, variable winds tending southwest to southerly, and those should freshen. Saturday's outlook, cool with morning fogs and drizzle patches. Same conditions on Sunday. Currently, barometer steady at 1,015 hectopascals. There's a very light east-northeasterly breeze. In Bateman's Bay, hazy cloud about and 22 degrees. In the Bega Valley, similar conditions, also 22 degrees. 7 past 2, good afternoon. Tim Holt at East Coast Radio. And now the music continues with Thunderclap Newman and then Lobo on 2EC.
Yeah. Supporting local tourism. East Coast Radio 2EC.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain.
From a few years back, 1971 in fact, and before that 1969 for Thunderclap Newman and Something in the Air at 2:15, talking about Something in the Air just a little later on this afternoon, in fact around about 5 minutes away. We do our health talk thing with Maureen Nathan, and just after 2:30 this afternoon we'll be having a chat with Col Elliott, who's a very funny man, and also some of his entourage, and that's just after 2:30 this afternoon here on East Coast 2EC.
How's that? Pick up your bat and ball and nominate now for the new competition at the Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre. Get your team together, enjoy a night of friendly rivalry, be a part of the fun and keep fit. If you're alone, don't worry, they'll team you up with others. The Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre will now be open Friday and Sunday nights as well as the usual Monday to Thursday nights. All equipment is supplied, so to be a hit at Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre, just pick up your nomination form from Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre, Sir William McKell Drive, or Bugsy Milk Bar Berrimbul.
Be listening to Mother's Day 1989 from Monday on 2EC when Showcase Jewellers and Maruya bring you these special segments.
There's hardly a mother in the world who doesn't dote on her family.
Of course, from Monday for Showcase Jewellers Maruya.
Hello, Lorraine Bailey back again. Everyone seems to be watching the fat content of the foods they eat. And wisely so, because too much fat in your diet can go to all the wrong places. The best advice is to read food labels very carefully. If you do, you'll find Shape is the natural choice for a milk in your diet, because Shape has virtually no fat. And of course, Shape is high in calcium to help keep your bones strong and healthy. So be very careful when you're deciding which milk to include in your diet. Get into Shape now, and you'll find you can stay in good shape for a lot longer.
Turn on that radio and back here.
2EC.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and listen to the music.
We profile the music of one of the major record companies for 4 hours every Friday night.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
Get your weekend off to a flying start Friday nights from 8.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
East Coast music playing on Tracy.
In Heaven, Julian Lennon, and that's really his first breakthrough. He's been doing some recording for a while, but there it is. He's made it. 20 past 2, East Coast 2 EC. Right now, today's health talk for Doherty's Pharmacy Bega and Ausfarm International. In just one moment, we'll have a chat with Maureen Nathan.
The makers of BioGland dietary supplements really do care about their products. Their endeavour is to produce vitamin and mineral products of the very highest standards, and their range is enormous. BioGland supplements have so much thought put into them. BioGland, available at your local pharmacy and made with your body in mind. They have a range of products specially formulated for allergy sufferers, one for infants and one for children. BioGland has the whole family in mind.
21 past 2 on the line. Good afternoon, Maureen.
Good afternoon, Tim.
How are you?
Oh, well, I was really good until it's all clouded over.
You should be getting used to that, Maureen.
What, the sunshine in my eyes or not in my eyes?
They tell me it's your birthday tomorrow, Maureen.
Who's been tattling, Tim?
Am I allowed to tell you?
Oh, gosh. Yes, it is my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Maureen.
Thank you, Tim.
We allowed to say how old you are, too?
As old as my tongue and a little older than my teeth.
We won't go into it any further, Maureen, but have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you. It looks like it is. My staff are actually taking me out tonight, so it should be fun.
Okay. We're talking about psoriasis.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, psoriasis is a problem with people's skin. And it often looks very scaly, amongst other things. Usually a doctor would have to diagnose a psoriatic patient. But there have been quite a number of issues that have been taken up in the clinical nutrition field for patients who suffer from psoriasis. The most common ones, the ones that have been around for a long time, are the same group, actually, as we consider with any skin problem. So we'd be talking about looking at their zinc levels. So if someone who's got psoriasis has also got very pale fingernails, that's a pretty good guide as to whether they'd actually need some extra zinc. They'd also need some vitamins A and E. There have been quite a number of studies in how they actually need greater levels of vitamin A in particular, and they've also been the ones with the vitamin E. And also their essential fatty acid balance. Now, I've spoken of these quite often. Essential fatty acids are actually in oils. So if you look at something like olive oil, you've got a good balance of essential fatty acids. Another one would be the omega-3 fatty acids, which is the fish oil. So if someone has a constant problem with psoriasis, it may be worth putting them onto something like the micelle essential fatty acids, which would be 1 mil 3 times a day, or putting them on the EPA fish oil. It's no use just taking cod liver oil because the doses you'd need would have too much vitamin D in, and it's better to have the ones that have been stripped of the vitamin D, so that's the EPA capsules. And some psoriatics actually need to go as high as 8 a day for a short period. That's 2-4 times a day, then go down to 2-3 times a day, and then 1-3 times a day until the psoriasis disappears, and then you can go on a maintenance course. And that can be very successful. Some people who don't like the essential fatty acids per se can use the oil, primrose oil, and you can get that in a capsule. So that will do the same thing because it's got those same two essential fatty acids in it. Now, some psoriatics actually do respond to a vegetarian regime, sometimes because they've actually got a food sensitivity. There's also been some very interesting studies looking at their hydrochloric acid level. In other words, people who have got very low stomach gastric acid can end up with a psoriasis because they're not digesting their foods properly at that stage. So if you rule out the hydrochloric acid deficiencies, then it'd be worthwhile looking at taking, in particular, zinc, A, E, and the essential fatty acids. Other minerals can sometimes be involved. Copper, in fact, if they've got very high copper levels, that can be a problem with psoriatics, and the zinc will actually help get the copper level down. Nickel and selenium are another two. Interesting study.
It is. Is it a common problem, Maureen?
Seems to be a fairly high level of psoriasis here. And if you look at it in terms of the arachidonic cascade, that fits in. People with psoriasis often have rheumatoid arthritis as well or other allergic problems. So that one's for the fellows from Bayesian Appliers who are saying, you never talk about psoriasis anymore.
So there you go, they've heard all about it.
Yeah, special request one.
Okay, Maureen, what's happening at Batehaven Pharmacy this week?
Well, other than my staff all sniggering at me at the moment because you let the cat out of the bag.
I didn't let the cat out of the bag. Somebody let it out to me and it...
Oh, right.
I just couldn't stop it meowing.
Oh, is that what it is? We have got the most wonderful range of health shoes in.
Yep.
We've actually come across an extra range. So as well as the Hobby Dots and the Homey Peds, they're gradually filtering through, and also the Paul Wrights. So no need to be on your feet in discomfort. Come into Batehaven Pharmacy and we'll find a pair of shoes that suits your needs.
Okay, Maureen. Well, look, have a great birthday. And, of course, you're having a bit of a holiday. But through the miracles of modern technology, we're, of course, continuing the program, aren't we?
Yes, well, I will be talking to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, of course.
But then after that, I'm taking a well-earned break. last year I actually went away in March, so I'm well overdue.
Mm. Okay, Maureen, well, have a great birthday, and we shall talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, Maureen, see you later. Bye. It's coming up to 27 past 2, and, of course, today's health talk brought to you by Doherty's Pharmacy and Ausfarm International, and, of course, Maureen Nathan from the Batehaven Pharmacy.
Ever seen a body bursting with energy? How about you? Has your get up and go got up and went? Sounds like you need some Sol's vitamins from Doherty's Pharmacy in Bega. Sol's Australian-made vitamin range is definitely of the highest quality. The ingredients are carefully selected and tested, yet the price is always reasonable. Doherty's, your Sol's Patterson Pharmacy in Carp Street, Bega, is totally committed to your health and to saving you money.
Mordek has scooped the pool with BHP Colourbond Steel, and in spite of the steel shortage, Mordek has every standard colour in stock, plus the new Evergreen and Slate Grey. Mordek for metal roofing and accessories. Phone Mordek on 044 742 800.
Thanks, Mum.
Ah, thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum.
Grazie, Mama.
Grazie, Mama.
Shukran, ya, Emmy.
There's a million ways of saying thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Ma.
Merci, Maman.
Thank you, Mum.
Danke, Mutti.
Fala, Mama.
But only one way of saying thanks a million, Mum. On Mother's Day, give Mum a $1 million lottery ticket.
Grazie, cara.
Grazie, Australia. Just a last coach lines.
Deluxe Coach Lines travels to more places more often, right around Australia with 171 modern coaches, including 38 super deckers, arriving and departing four times a day along the south coast. Choose a destination on the Deluxe Network and you and another person could visit someone you love for Mother's Day. Simply write your name, address, phone number and your destination on the back of an envelope and get it to 2EC before this coming Monday.
There's an agent for AEG and Marquita Sales and Service on the South Coast in the Naruma area. A professional, Naruma Hire. See Naruma Hire for quality equipment or repairs. Their prices are hard to beat. Marquita 9 1/4 inch electric saws at only $250. Or Marquita electric or cordless drills from only $75. Phone Naruma Hire on 762277 and make it with Makita and AEG.
East Coast 2EC, 29 past 2, and checking the weather for the South Coast. Mild to warm this afternoon, though the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Cooler day tomorrow with a few showers and northwesterly winds. They will turn southwest to southerly tonight. The weekend outlook, a shower or two, and cool to mild. In Batemans Bay, hazy cloud about 22 degrees in the Bega Valley. Cloudy conditions also and just under 22. It's down to 21.8 degrees. Coming up to 2:30, shortly, in around about 5 or 10 minutes, we'll have a bit of a chat with Cole Elliott and some of his entourage. Cole's a pretty funny fellow, as you'll find out just a little later on this afternoon. This is 2EC.
I'm
people grin, because nobody knows you. When you're down and out, in your pocket not one penny, and your friends you haven't any. But as soon as you get back up on your feet again, everybody wants to be your back up on your feet again. Everybody wants to be your long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. No gal can use you when you're down and out. I mean,
Tim Holt on East Coast 2AC.
Don't wait for a time. done what it had to do years ago. Desertion is coming through. All the people that's standing on, all the people that's standing on. Now you're heading down to be someone, someone that you've seen in a magazine. Your premonition is coming true. Oh baby, you're not so green. No baby, you're not so green. No baby, you're not so systematic. Waking up the dead. Systematically stepping on my head. Y'all systematically waking up the dead. Something that you buried in your backyard. Position is coming through. From all the dirt that you're digging up. From all the dirt that you're digging up. Now you're heading out to be somewhere. Somewhere you imagine in your wildest dream. The opposition is coming through. From all the people that you're standing on. From all the people that you're standing on. And now you better take a firm hand. Systematically waking up the dead. Systematically stepping on my head. Systematically waking up the dead. Position is coming through. All the people that's standing on. All the people that's standing on. All the people that's standing on. Not hard to get a hand on. Systematically waking up the dead.
Crowded House from the album Temple of Life and Systematically. It's 14 to 4 in that set of three. Another set of Oz rockers. Hopefully our next exports to the world, the Black Sorrows, Joe Camilleri from their album Hold On to Me and Chained to the Wheel. And also some classic stuff from Don McLean, Nobody Wants to Know You When You're Down and Out. East Coast Radio, good afternoon.
Every morning, more Australians wake up to the goodness of good old Aussie Weet-Bix than any other breakfast cereal. For over 60 years, Weet-Bix has been made with the same ingredients doctors and nutritionists now recommend. But did you know that this very same breakfast cereal is also the best value breakfast money can buy? That's right, Weet-Bix from Sanitarium. At only a few cents a serve, it's the best value breakfast money can buy.
Malcolm Fraser, Chairman of Care Australia.
Today there is an ongoing crisis in Sudan. Over 1 million people have fled southern Sudan to escape war and famine. Care Australia is working in Sudan. Mary Jane Hammond is one of our nurses.
They need more food, they need water there, they need a school for the children, they need a hospital.
You can help by donating to Care Australia's appeal at any branch of the Commonwealth Bank. Please give today.
How's that? Pick up your bat and ball and nominate now for the new competition at the Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre. Get your team together, enjoy a night of friendly rivalry, be a part of the fun and keep fit. If you're alone, don't worry, they'll team you up with others. The Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre will now be open Friday and Sunday nights as well as the usual Monday to Thursday nights. All equipment is supplied, so to be a hit at Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre, just pick up your nomination form from Pabula Indoor Cricket Centre, Sir William McKell Drive, or Bugsy's Nook Bar, Berrimbool.
This week's 2EC feature restaurant is Pisces Restaurant Naruma, where Dot and Stewart welcome you Tuesday to Saturday nights by the open fire. Every month there's a new menu at the fully licensed Pisces Restaurant Naruma.
On East Coast 2EC, it's coming up to 12 to 4 this Sunday. Our big league coverage features updates from the Group 16 Tara Ford Cup Final. That is from the Bega Rec Ground, and that's the game between Narooma and Pambula Marimbula. That'll be a beauty too. In Group 7, we bring you the progressive updates on the game at Shell Harbour between the Batemans Bay Tigers and Shell Harbour. For top local leagues, stay with us here at East Coast 2EC.
Come see Australia.
On Deluxe Coach Lines, you can travel from the South Coast to almost anywhere in Australia. With a big selection of departure times and now in conjunction with Deluxe Coach Lines, TUIC lets you and another person surprise someone you love for Mother's Day. Simply write your name, address, phone number and destination on the back of an envelope and get it to TUIC before this coming Monday. And you could win a return journey with Deluxe Coach Lines for Mother's Day.
The Good Man, the Beach Boy, a collection of masters in the Masters Collection.
Guess who's top of the pops in Portugal then?
Featuring live recording, never-before-released material, and interviews done with the Masters for the Masters Collection. Proudly presented by Sharp. Simply the best in hi-fi sound.
The Masters Collection, Sunday afternoons from 1 on East Coast 2EC.
Happening things, and it's happening.
1983 for Oz Rockers Dragon, a track called Rain at 7 to 4, and Dragon have got a brand new album out, recorded over the last 6 months of last year, actually, recorded in their own studios. The album's called Bondi Road. We'll play some tracks from that a little later on this afternoon, coming up to 6 to 4. It's also time to say happy birthday to somebody, Paul Bayard from the Pambula Panthers. And Paul, happy birthday. Congratulations from the Panthers, also the Pussies and Players. And Paul has reached the filthy 40s today. Congratulations, mate. 6 to 4, East Coast, 2EC. Coming soon is the Masters Collection. Now, that's a 26-part BBC mega special, and it is going to be an absolute beauty too, and it's brought to you from East Coast, 2EC. Also, another one that's coming up fairly shortly is Sting in concert from Saturday morning, from around about 10 o'clock Saturday morning, May 20th. That's just a couple of weeks away. You'll be able to hear Sting's great solo hits plus some classic tracks from the Police era. And it's all happening here on East Coast Radio 2EC. National news coming up shortly, around about 4 o'clock. After the national news, the latest weather information. Right now, Robin Ford from the album Talk to Your Daughter. And what you got to do is help the poor.
Help the poor, won't you help on me? Have a heart, won't you, baby? Listen to my plea. I need all your love, I need your care. I need all the love you can spare. Help the poor, won't you help? Further,
to my plea.
Your Sol Patterson Value for Money Pharmacy's one-stop savings catalogue is out now. Save on cameras, watches and electrical goods. Doherty's Pharmacy, Calf Street, Bega.
East Coast 2EC.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Russell Powell. The man wanted over the shooting of two police officers in Sydney has again appeared in the Gold Coast Court. John Wall reports court proceedings involving John Albert Porter have been complicated by the fact he's wanted in both Queensland and New South Wales.
Porter's 9 days on the run came to an end last night when he was arrested at a roadblock after allegedly abducting a man from a Surfers Paradise block of units and demanding to be driven to Brisbane. The 27-year-old first appeared in the Southport Magistrates Court this morning on 8 charges relating to the abduction and an alleged attempted abduction earlier that day. Warrants of apprehension for 6 offences in Brisbane in 1980 were also produced, as was a bench warrant from the same year issued by a Brisbane District Court for failure to appear. The police prosecutor told the court it was common knowledge Porter was wanted for questioning over serious offences in New South Wales, and he sought a 24-hour adjournment while discussions took place between the two states over whether he should first face charges in Queensland. This was granted by the magistrate, but early this afternoon police returned Porter to the courts. Arrangements have now been made for his appearance in Brisbane tomorrow morning on the outstanding charges, and the magistrate has remanded him to appear in both the magistrates and district courts. Arrangements are now being made by police on the Gold Coast to move Porter under heavy escort this afternoon from the Southport Watch House to Brisbane in preparation for tomorrow morning's appearance. John Wall, Macquarie National News, Southport Magistrates Court.
Shadow Treasurer Andrew Peacock says the Prime Minister is a robot, more concerned with the consumer price index than real people. Mr. Peacock says the latest fall in the inflation rate by nearly 1% to 6.8% is a fiddle because the new method of calculating the CPI takes less notice of housing costs. Mr. Hawke has told a news conference he believes inflation will keep falling, though it may rise temporarily next quarter. That statement has angered Mr. Peacock.
But it struck me as one of the most astounding statements in human terms that I have heard from a Prime Minister of this country. He was asked about the floods in New South Wales, and he said, "I saw the extent of those floods, and the first thing I thought of was the effect it would have on the CPI." Well, frankly, for most human beings, with the human suffering and the loss of life, to hear this from some robot posing as a Prime Minister, allegedly concerned with the future of this country, you can write it off, and that just measures the degree of paranoia in the government at the present moment on the CPI.
This is Macquarie National News. Health Minister Neil Blewett has condemned doctors in New South Wales and Victoria who have begun a push to charge pensioners rather than bulk bill. Mr. Blewett says a group of doctors in Sydney's southwest and the AMA in Victoria are beginning to boycott Medicare and charge higher cash fees. An angry Mr. Blewett has advised pensioners to check before going to the doctor.
Now, my advice to any patients affected is that given the numbers of GPs on the ground, they should shop around for one of the majority of Australian GPs who will provide service they want at a reasonable price which they can afford.
More than 300 parents and teachers protesting against the government's education policies were kept waiting outside Parliament today for up to 3 hours, despite having appointments with politicians. The protesters had organised delegations to see the MPs representing their electorates, but the Speaker ordered the gates of Parliament be locked. Meantime, a demonstration of a different kind has been staged outside State Parliament. Kerry Douglas reports about 30 dogs and their owners have demonstrated against the use of pets in laboratory experiments.
The dogs of all different shapes and sizes belong to members of the Australian Association for Humane Research. They say dogs are being used in cruel laboratory experiments in the name of science, and governments overseas already are moving to phase out the practice. Spokesman Liz Pender says, in opposition, Mr. Greiner promised to ban the use of pets for vivisection.
Basically, now he's come into power, he's not fulfilling his promise. So the idea is that we are, as part of World Animals in Laboratories Day, coming here to Parliament and saying, Nick Greiner, keep your promise.
Ms. Pender says the results of experiments on dogs can't be compared to humans, so the findings are very rarely used. Kerry Douglas, Macquarie National News, State Parliament, Sydney.
Now sport, Daryl McGlashan.
Sydney's Melbourne Ultra Marathon race director Charlie Lynn says he's still awaiting news from the International Athletics Association as to whether Greek champion Yannis Kyrgios will be allowed to run in this year's event. Kyrgios took part in a race this year in South Africa, and there are fears he could face a ban, therefore missing this year's run to Melbourne. The three-time winner of the race could be given a warning, or the International Association may decide to take no action. Australian League captain Wally Lewis has launched his second book today in Brisbane titled Wally and the Broncos, with the publishers already ordering second reprints. The first 30,000 copies of the book have been sold out, but Lewis says the 231-page paperback is not as controversial as his first book, King Wally. In other sports news, former world number one tennis player Mats Wilander, his form has continued to slide after being thrashed by little-known Italian 6-1, 6-3 in the Tournament of Champions in New York, and the Australian cricket selectors will name the side today for the opening match of the Ashes Tour of England tomorrow against a combined league side.
It's coming up to 4:06.
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum.
Grazie, Mama.
Grazie, Mama.
Shukran, ya Emmy.
There's a million ways of saying thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Ma.
Merci, Maman. We're on my way. Thank you, Mum.
Danke, Mutti.
Fala, Mama.
But only one way of saying thanks a million, Mum. On Mother's Day, give Mum a million-dollar lottery ticket.
Now, East Coast weather for Twofold Hardware Eden, your home saver hardware store, stockist of Hardy's building products, Lysard roofing, pineboard flooring, Makita power tools, and much more.
Looking at the weather for the South Coast, firstly, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Cooler day tomorrow with a few showers. Northwesterly winds will turn southwest to southerly tonight. And the weekend outlook, a shower or two and cool to mild days are forecast. Over the coastal waters, the winds northwesterly up to 25 knots and turning southerly at 15 to 25 knots overnight. Seas to 2 metres, and that's with the change. The swell also rising up to 2 metres, and a few showers and thunderstorms are expected. East Gippsland, patchy rain and isolated thunderstorms. Those should clear overnight. A cool and generally cloudy day tomorrow with a few isolated showers. Moderate to fresh southwest to southerly winds. The weekend outlook, cool with isolated showers. Monday, early fogs and coastal drizzle patches. Then a fine day is forecast. Current conditions, barometer is steady at 1,016 hectopascals. There's a very light east-northeasterly breeze in Batemans Bay. Scattered cloud about, temperature down to 20 degrees. In the Bega Valley, also getting cloudy, and the temperature down to 19.8 degrees. It's 4:08. Good afternoon. Tim Holt at East Coast Radio. And now the music continues with the Rolling Stones and then Country Radio on 2EC.
I see the girls with fine dress in the
Radio 2EC.
Country roads and byways, and
Well, it's a band that produced some very fine country folk rock back in the early 70s. Country radio made their mark and then disappeared. Great shame. Greg Quill, Country Radio, and Gypsy Queen back in 1972. And the Rolling Stones still making their mark on the rock scene today from 1966 and Painted Black.
Homestead, right around Australia, homestead.
Turn up the heat because the prices are down, down, down. Homestead's pre-winter sale catalogue is out now and the prices are down, down, down. Turn up the heat at your Homestead store now at Willard's Pambula, Bega Ag and Eaton Gifts and Hardware.
Homestead, the Aussie green and gold sign, your local hardware store, your friendly helping hand.
Homestead, the local hardware store.
Okay, you ready, Rick?
You know, I was surprised to read James Cagney never said those words in any of his movies. But then, life's full of surprises. Some aren't much chop, but others are tops. Like the way people today are discovering the Bible's truth and its message is for the 20th century. That we can find real peace and security by being filled with God's Holy Spirit. The only way to know it's in the Bible is to read it. The only way to know it's real is to experience it. You could be very pleasantly surprised. Good news from the South Coast Revival Center.
Every Friday morning at 10:35 is a tourist service. Catch the Euroturo Link. 5 minutes of up-to-the-minute tourist information covering the Batemans Bay, Maruya and Naruma areas. 10:35 Friday mornings on this station committed to tourism. East Coast Radio 2EC.
the hands of